KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future.
Netanyahu on Tuesday toured the Syrian side of a buffer zone in the Golan Heights. Now, this area has been demilitarized for the past 50 years, but last week, Israeli troops moved into that buffer zone following the ouster of Syria's longtime president, Bashar Assad. Netanyahu has said that this move is meant to be temporary and is defensive in nature. But in a videotaped statement made on Syria's highest mountain, Mount Hermon, Netanyahu said the Israeli presence would continue for some time.
And that is correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting. Israel's recent capture of the buffer zone has sparked condemnation from its critics. Congressional leaders have unveiled a stopgap spending bill that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th. Ben Thomas says the bill contains significant outlays for emergency assistance.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits.
Net farm income is projected to decline 4.1% this year after falling 19.4% the year before, but from record highs in 2022. Johnson indicated more farm aid could be delivered in the next Congress. Passage of the measure is one of the final actions lawmakers will consider before adjourning for the holidays and making way for the next Congress.
GOP Representative Tom McClintock says authorities will soon have the resources needed to secure the southern border.
The American people have finally given us the tools to secure our border, and this administration, Trump, is fully prepared to do so. President Trump proved that simply enforcing laws can produce secure borders.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 150 points. This is SRN News. Churchgoers, by and large, voted for Donald Trump in the recent election.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews control the university and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves. Dawson also quoted as saying that Jews have no genetic DNA connection to the land of Israel. This is SRN News. The U.S. government has dedicated more than $1 billion into its new embassy and finally opened the doors now, some 2 years after it was scheduled to be completed. We have more details from Lisa Dwyer.
More than 2 years after it was originally scheduled to be completed, and more than $1 billion, the U.S. has now dedicated its new embassy in Mexico. The dedication comes as President-elect Donald Trump is set to return to the White House next month. Trump has promised mass deportations and threatened Mexico with crippling tariffs if it does not do more to control immigration and drug trafficking. Trump has proposed Ambassador Ron Johnson is the next ambassador to Mexico. Johnson was U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Outgoing U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar said it is the largest embassy the U.S. has anywhere in the world. More details at srnnews.com.